You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We are promised that when Am Yisrael will come to Eretz Yisrael, Ribono Shel Olam has a lot of treasure hidden for them, because the Canaanim, when they heard that Am Yisrael, they're just coming closer and closer. So they hid all their money in the wall of their house. So now, Ribono Shel Olam says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, I have a lot of treasure waiting for you. So how would they find it? How? To destroy it? Why should you destroy it?
No, for the leprosy that was on the house.
When they say Lashon Hara, so then if the sign will still stay, so they have to demolish the house and then take it out, and then, wow, no, Mazal Tov. So we see to say Lashon Hara is
good.
It's good. So but that's what exactly the procedure was.
It seems like it.
What do you mean? It seems like.
It just happened.
That's the only way that they can find the treasure. Through the, you know, if they say Lashon Hara. If they wouldn't say Lashon Hara, would they find the treasure?
No.
They wouldn't find it.
But the person says Lashon Hara, he has to leave the house, leave the town.
But what's your name? He's going to buy a villa. What do you care? What do you care? You know how much money is hidden there? Billions of dollars, gold, silver. So what do you care? You know, purposely we sell Lashon Hara, so you find the treasure. What's going on here? What is a reward? Huh? What's happening?
Do we need that money?
Of course. Yehudi without money is like a Yehudi without a kippah.
Yes, Yehudi without money. How much money?
But anyway, that's what has been promised. Hashem says, "Vekitavo el haaretz, el eretz ahusatchem." Then I have, you know, treasure waiting for you. How? To say Lashon Hara. So now here, there's a very delicate point here. So you might remember, it's very interesting thing. When one says Lashon Hara, and then it ends up to demolish the house, right? So he has a common wall with the neighbor, right?
Yes.
So now, when they demolish his house, what's going to happen to his neighbor house?
The wall is going to be demolished too.
What do you mean the wall?
The wall. No, there is no wall between them.
Yeah, so what's going to happen?
So they
will claim that it's mine.
Yeah, you're going to cause damage for the neighbor.
Yes. So you have to pay the damage, so you lose the money.
No, it's not to pay the damage. The point of the matter here is, fine, you find the treasure. Good. So now, you finding a treasure, what was the side effect?
Demolishing the house.
To harm your neighbor. So that's what happened. Is it worth it?
No, you
said it. No, you know, it's a disaster. You know, all of a sudden, you know, then they say, the neighbors, see what happened to him. You know, they're going to be, they don't have a house. They don't have a house. So that means you're wrongdoing, even though you find the treasure, but it caused such a damage for your neighbor. So now here, that's the whole philosophy behind it. Now, people that say Lashon Hara, how do they feel?
Oh,
such a joy, such a boosted up. But here, Rav Hashem is teaching us exactly the way this man finds a treasure and then you cause harm for your neighbor. Exactly, that's how your action was. It's a boosted up, and then, you know, without any hesitation, push that aham, you know, say, repeat, you know. But here, the boost that you get, you don't realize what the damage you cause for somebody else. And that's why exactly the whole philosophy behind it is, yeah, there's a treasure, but is it worth it to find a treasure and destroy somebody's house? Huh? So, and that's what exactly the attitude of people sometimes is all about. And then they don't realize this boosting that they, is an artificial boosting that they gain, Chas v'Shalom, what the harm is going to cause to somebody else. Hashem is like, you know, no treasure, pishkesh, that Chas v'Shalom would not cause any harm for another Yehudi.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.